Prater. To me, that was egregious. It hurts. It's disgusting. I'm officially done with the Detroit Lions. They got rid of Prater, and guess what? The greatest kicker in Lions history, maybe besides Jason Hansen. I'm going to say he's the best long kicker from long distance we've ever had. But a couple days later, he signs with the Cardinals. Cardinals are doing some big things. They picked up Prater, man. He was a free agent. The Lions didn't want to pay him, so they let him go. Prater is no longer a Detroit Lion. Prater, he's the reason we've been in so many games in recent years. And the reason we, besides Stafford, I mean, Prater we trust. It's over.
I agree. He was money from outside a 50-yard line. The only thing I could say in the Lions' defense is Prater missed a lot of field goals this past year.
He did, yeah.
He was not on his game, but, you know, he might have been back on the sauce. Who knows? But we better have a decent guy to replace him.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't think we do. We're going to have to draft somebody.
I think what we're looking at is a Lions team that will probably have a worse record than this year, and the Lions are just – they got all these draft picks. The idea is they're just – we're going to have to suck it up next year, and hopefully what they're probably thinking is that we can get a quarterback by 2022 and – with these draft picks, we could do what the Cleveland Browns did and turn this thing around.
We look at the Browns. If the Browns can do it, we can do it. That's what I always say. Some Prater notes I wanted to get to. He hit each of the six longest field goals in Lions history. He set the NFL record for most 55-yard field goals in a season. And last year, he broke Sebastian Janikowski's NFL record. Remember that guy? For most 50-yard-plus career field goals. The previous record holder before Janikowski on that, by the way, was Jason Hansen. Just a little side note there. But there you go. He also has the record for being the drunkest person on the field and drilling those field goals still. Didn't matter what he drank before the game, man. He's still...
No. That's why Denver got rid of him, because he was an alcoholic. I don't know if he had cleaned up. I never heard anything about him.
He never got in trouble here with Detroit, I don't think.
No, he didn't, but he could kick the ball. That's all that mattered to us.
Yeah, that's all that mattered. So there you go. That's what's happening in Detroit Lions news. March Madness is upon us, Tom. The brackets, bracketology time, the college basketball. You paying attention to any of this?
I had to work all day today. I was listening to some of it on the radio. I'm kicking myself because Jim Rome on your sister station there.
On the Ticket, that's right.
Yesterday they had a guy on and he said Oral Roberts is getting, I think he said 16 points, and that was a sure bet. Oral Roberts of Ohio State. And I'm thinking, I should have put some money on that, man. They didn't need the 16.
No, they didn't need the 16. In fact, within the last hour or so, I think it was, I watched the end of this game. It's the Golden Eagles, a 15 seed, just knocked off the Buckeyes, number 2 seed, and the South region, I think they are. 75-72 was the final score there in overtime. Ohio State, they had about two or three opportunities to tie this game in the final few seconds and clanked off the rim each time. Oral Roberts, that's a huge upset, man. That's a massive upset right there.
That is big. That's a bracket buster right there.
Lots
Ohio
of people.
State was good. Did they win the Big Ten tournament, or was that Illinois?
I should know it.
I didn't pay much attention after Michigan got whacked by Ohio State.
Right, No, that's that was a crazy 17-10 Oral Roberts, the 15 seed, barely got in, and they knock off. Well, it's not uncommon, but it's pretty rare to see these upsets in the first round right there, like a 15 taking down a 2. Does happen.
And I was going to ask you if you wanted to talk possible coaching replacements for Tom Izzo.
Oh.
If the Spartans should let him go after yesterday's performance.
I stayed up and watched that game.
They blew it. Absolutely blew it.
They did blow it.
Just a collapse.
86-80 in overtime. Stayed up way too late. The bigger news out of that one. So Michigan State, at least they made it. If you're a Spartan fan, you can say they made it for the 23rd consecutive year under Izzo or whatever it is. Did you see the incident? I'm sure you've seen the replays at the halftime break between his player Brown and Tom Izzo. He blew a gasket. He blew a gasket. Grabbed the guy's arm. Gabe Brown, I think he's a junior, grabbed his arm, tugged on the jersey. They were going back and forth, and the thing is, they were jawing leading up to that and jawing on the bench. And Izzo's not the guy you want to really talk back to, but man, I have a bad feeling if you're a State fan. what this does now. There's another bruise for Izzo and Michigan State right there on national TV last night.
I would think if I were Spartan fans the same way Michigan football fans should look at this season. It's like it was a COVID mess with long stretches of no playing and no fans. And it's like, just chalk this one up. Okay, we made the tournament. Let's wait for next year. And I'm serious about that. It's like, even though they played a lot, it was a weird season. And I wouldn't put too much on Izzo or even Michigan State. They collapsed. They blew it. But it happens in the tournament.
That was a high-scoring game. I was surprised. Michigan State's not really known for scoring a lot of points. And they looked great in the first half. It was a play-in game. They looked great in the first half. And I don't know. You could see the kind of intensity kind of just evaporate, though, after that incident with Izzo and Brown. Yeah. And they came out. And I think something like that happens. The other players are a little bit freaked out. And I don't know. It just kind of drew the air out of the sails for them.
Yeah, it makes me wonder. It's the same thing when I saw Juwan Howard get into it with the other coach on Maryland. Like, why are you doing this, man? It's not helping anything.
No.
You don't see that. You know, that's a Bobby Knight type thing that Izzo did. And it's like, those days of those kind of coaches should be over with.
Yeah, you know? It's definitely old school. There was a ton of people that came to former players and things came to Izzo's aid. And I don't know. We don't really know what was said or anything. And maybe Brown was out of line. You don't really point your finger in the face of Tom Izzo, though, but you know he's got a short temper. But yeah, that was the first four game of the NCAA tournament last night, and UCLA wins 86-80. University of Michigan, they're going to face Texas Southern in the first round. That's tomorrow. I'm not sure of a start time. You know when that starts, but they're in action tomorrow. And how far do you have Michigan going in this tournament?
I don't know. I didn't like the fact that everybody was ready to crown Juwan Howard the coach of the year. You make your bones in tournament time. So let's see what he's got in the tournament. Michigan certainly has the talent. Livers is not going to be playing in the first game, but they're saying that he could return later in the tournament if Michigan makes it that far.
Yeah, and that's a huge loss. I think that's a big factor on how far you lose your top player like that. That's a factor on how far Michigan can go in this thing, for sure.
Trying to find the starting time for that game.
Well, I think it's tomorrow.
It's 3 o'clock tomorrow. 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. 3 o'clock tomorrow, Texas. They should win that one. Did you do a bracket this year?
No, I kind of stayed away, and I'll tell you why. And not that it's an exact science, but I just didn't follow it as much this year. And I hate to admit it, I've tuned out sports a little bit because of it just is not normal this year. Right. Now, I'm not big on watching college basketball with no fans. It's terrible. It's not worse than college football with no fans, but you know, and you could never know when the games are going to be on. Hey, Michigan's playing tomorrow. Oh, nope. Somebody tested positive. Right. They got to be off for a week. So didn't watch it as much. Feel confident it, you know, because and all the traditional powerhouses like Duke and Kansas and Michigan State, we're having down years.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely an odd one. I've picked back up, and I've kept an eye on Michigan, Michigan State, just, you know, a fair weathering throughout this season. But it is difficult to watch and kind of be invested in. But watch the opening tournament last night, watching some games throughout the day today. And that kind of makes you, it feels a little more normal. Things are different than, like you say, and the teams are different. And it's odd that there's top seeds that have played a fraction of the amount of games as other teams. So things are weird, but at least we still have that tournament for fans like that. I got to say, I've really gone off the rails here and against the grain. I'm picking Gonzaga to win it all. Gonzaga's unbeaten. They're the best team in the nation at this point, basically. But it was tough between I think I went Gonzaga to go all the way and there's a Baylor team in Illinois actually is playing really well. So I think I have Gonzaga in Illinois in the final with Gonzaga winning. Baylor was another strong pick too. Baylor is one of those teams though. They had really high expectations for this Baylor team who comes in with a top seed. But a huge chunk of their regular season was wiped out due to COVID, you know? So it's just odd. I don't get it. I can see where the Michigan State seeding went. when they put them into one of those first four games because, you know, Michigan State knocked off, what, Michigan, Ohio State, Illinois. They beat some top seeds down the stretch, and that's enough to give them a bid. But it had been a very confusing. I'm easily confused.
Speaking of confusing, there's been some movement in the high school sports last couple of days thanks to COVID.
Yes.
I guess there's a bunch of athletes that now have been, well, they say there's like 315 outbreaks in sports-related teams. So now I guess starting April 4th, I think it is, all winter sports athletes have to be tested every day.
Yeah, April 4th, or it might be April 2nd.
Is it second?
Yeah,
I did the math, and it looks like basketball is good until you make it to the quarterfinals.
Right.
After the quarterfinals, then everybody's got to be tested.
Right, yep. Then they're clamping down for the spring sports as well. This kind of came, the MHSAA came out with the new guidelines, and I believe this afternoon in a press conference. They say high school athletes must go through rapid antigen testing. Okay, this is starting April 2nd. There's a ton of things to read here, but you can go to the MHSA website to read more. But it's drawn some backlash, but the COVID numbers in Michigan right now apparently are through the roof, and we're breaking records now, I guess.
Well, among young people, there's outbreaks, but as far as the rest of the population, the numbers are actually going down. Pretty good. In fact, I heard that a couple weeks ago they were only going to allow 1,000 people to the Tigers opening day. Now it's up to like 8,000.
20% capacity limit now, yeah. I believe, is the latest there. Did you see people were petitioning to? I'm like, man, why? I don't think the Tigers are going to be that good. Why waste your efforts trying to petition to be in the stands on opening day for the Tigers?
Well, I mean, you can get 50,000 for opening day, and then you'll be lucky to get 8,000 for the second game. You know, that's always it cracks me up about opening day is a big ritual, but I've been to about 7 or 8 of them, but I've also been to the day after games, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't get tickets opening day. You just go the next day and there's like 10,000 people. Freeze your butt off.
Just as good. Why not? Yeah, right? No need to really talk about the Tigers. I think they're going to stink again. I don't know why we keep Michael Fulmer around. Everything I've seen out of him through this in the Grapefruit Leagues, man, that guy picking up where he left off last year, he stinks. I don't know why we keep this guy around. But I don't know if it was you I was telling or someone else there. It might have been the Free Press put out a thing that the Tigers beat the Yankees and they're playing well in Grapefruit League play. And I commented on there. It's like cheering for the Tigers right now is like rooting for the Lions when they went undefeated in preseason play. Like, what'd that get us? 0-for campaign. Yeah. So, I mean,
everybody talks about. I mean, the Tigers out of the top 25 prospects in baseball have 5 of them, and supposedly they have the best farm system right now in the major leagues. That's what we have to hang our hat on, because
right.
It's going to be a long season. In fact, Tom Gage, the Tigers' longtime beat writer, says it'll be at least 2 years before the Tigers even break 500.
Oh,
so
yeah, I agree.
Even though
yeah.
they've got all these prospects. Are fine, but it takes a while to develop them, and once they come up, they go through their bruises. So this is every pro team in Detroit is going through a slow rebuild, and some of them are going to be painful. I think that's Tigers is already painful. The Pistons is a disaster, and mm-hmm. you know, quite frankly, the Red Wings is too. But there's hope for the Wings and the Tigers.
Hey, the Wings, they beat the Dallas Stars last night. Was it 3-2? Yeah.
Yeah, and, wow. and they've got a lot of – they, too, got some good young prospects, even though they've been screwed in the draft the last 2 years. So Stevie Y sticking to the plan. I'm not sure what to make out of the Pistons. I keep hearing that they've made some good moves the last couple of years, but they're still got the worst record.
They do. They're the bottom of the East. They're at literally the bottom of the East, I think, behind Cleveland still. And they're a fun team to watch, kind of, but they lose. They just keep losing. They're scoring a lot of points. They can't play defense. And a lot of close games.
You need to make some kind of audio journal, because right now we are in the midst of the worst era in Detroit sports history. This is the worst. Mm-hmm. All of our teams are last place, non-playoff teams. Not only that, but our college teams, their football teams are average to below average at this point. So it's just a bad, bad stretch of sports. And I hope we come out of it soon because this sucks.
Yeah.
None of our teams making the playoffs, you know?
I know. It's rough, man. Go Rams. That's the bottom line, right?
That's me, man.
Go Rams.
I love L.A.
I got to give a shout out to my wife and my daughter. Apparently, they dropped a milkshake off at the studio here in East Bay for me. A milkshake. So, hi, little Lyndon. Your dad loves you.
Couldn't make the run up to Petoskey and drop one off here.
Yeah, what about Uncle Tommy, man?
Come on, man.
How long is that? Like 45 minutes or so? Hour drive?
About an hour.
Yeah.
But it'd be worth it.
If you could turn around and bring Uncle Tom a milkshake, he would love that very much.
Actually, never mind. You know what my favorite milkshake is? And they just stopped serving them was the Shamrock Shakes.
I did not get one this year, and I'm completely bummed out about that.
I got three of them. And I just love those. So they stopped that for the year. So never mind. Turn around, Blair.
Go back home. Put the kid to bed, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. It is 7:24 now. Why don't we take a little break here? And just a reminder, you're listening to the postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's. Two locations in Traverse City. Front Street next to the college. South Airport behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky good. Jackson Hewitt. Got unexpected expenses but low on money? Jackson Hewitt could help. Learn more. JacksonHewitt.com. Thank you to Culver's in Gaylord, Cadillac, Traverse City on Chum's Corners and in East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. And the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice. They're right on State Street in Traverse City. Thanks to all the sponsors this season. We'll come back and talk some high school stuff. A bunch of scores from yesterday. Conferences are, for the most part, locked up in boys and girls basketball. There's some hockey regionals going on. Have a few scores from that. And there's a lot of games tonight that will run down the list of games for tonight. So stick around. We'll be right back with the postgame show right here on 104.5 Bob FM. And welcome back to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. I ran out to get my milkshake, so I forgot to line up some dramatic intro music to come back into the big show. And I don't really think I need a milkshake because I just ran from the parking lot back into the studio. I'm out of breath.
Yeah, you probably don't.
I feel awful.
It probably tastes. Well, what flavor?
It's a chocolate milkshake. And where's from someone that doesn't sponsor us, so I'm not mentioning the name.
Can you rank your best milkshake?
I got to say, and I will be honest about this, not just because Culver's is a sponsor of the show, which, you know, welcome to Delicious, but Culver's has...
I love Culver's.
Culver's, I think one of the best milkshakes certainly that you can get around is a Culver's milkshake. I like the real strawberry milkshakes they make right there. I could live off milkshakes and like cheeseburgers, milkshakes. If you look at me, you can tell.
They do make a great milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 80s, it used to be Wendy's had the best fast food hamburger that there is. I think Culver's is now
surpassed.
Champ, in my opinion. Yeah.
They surpassed them. That's a good one. Don's Drive-In in Traverse City. They make real old-school milkshakes still. I love milkshakes.
I know. They're great.
There was a bunch of games that went on yesterday. Let me break down some of these games real quick here from yesterday. It is the post-game show, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now as well. Yesterday in boys basketball, let's see. Beaverton in the Jack Pine Conference defeated Gladwin 63-39. Sanford Meridian topped Clare. And what else we got here? Up in the North Star League, Whittemore Prescott fell to Augrey Sims. Harbor Light fell to Ellsworth in the Northern Lakes League 70-19. Boyne Falls, the Loggers over Wolverine. Low scoring affair in boys basketball last night. Northwest Conference games, Frankfurt, who's playing very well this season, they beat Benzie Central. Sutton's Bay got a win over Buckley. Glen Lake over Leland. And Kingsley topped Onekama. Rudyard beat Sheboygan 74-32 last night. Girls basketball, Sault Ste. Marie over Newberry 62-37. Tom, you're familiar with the Sault Ste. Marie program, right?
Yes, the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and they're having a great year this year. I don't know if they're undefeated, but they're having one heck of a year. And that continued last night to close out the regular season, I believe, for them in the Straits Area Conference. I think that they certainly won that conference. 62-37, they beat Newberry last night. Northwest Conference in girls basketball, Frankfurt top Benzie Central. Kingsley 44-34 over Onekama. And Glen Lake topping Leland 73. The Lady Lakers 73-30. That was a High score of the night. No, check that. Munising. Tom, your Munising Mustangs had the score of the night in girls basketball, 74-41.
Yeah, Munising. My favorite place in Michigan.
That was
Munising.
You used to vacation there. I used to vacation in Newberry. Newberry lost. Munising won last night. And they could actually listen to the show if they've downloaded the Bob FM mobile app or if they listened anytime on our website, 1045bobfm.com. Listen from anywhere in the world. North Star League, 27-26. It was a nail-biter. Whittemore Prescott topped Augury Sims by 1 point, posing over Roger City. Everett beat Pine River in the Highland Conference in girls basketball 40-28 last night. Non-conference games, Gaylord St. Mary, Lady Snowbirds 53-47 over Engadine. Cedarville topping Mackinac City. And in hockey, regionals. Regional action, Alpena 3-2 win over Sault Ste. Marie. I believe a late goal there propelled Alpena. Gaylord topping Sheboygan 3-2. The Bay Reps fell to Rockford, ending a very good season for the Bay Area Reps. They saw some state rankings throughout the season. 6-2 was the final there, Reps falling to Rockford. And Traverse City West advancing in the regionals with a 4-2 win over Kanawha Hills. A lot of wrestling as well. Wrestling is going on right now. Wrestling postseason. West lost last night. Traverse City victorious over Midland Dow. Other teams close to home, Benzie Central fell to Hart. Traverse City Central then beat Midland. Midland victorious. Ogemaw Heights winners last night. What I have from scores for from last night. There.
Can I
yes.
Congratulate Boyne City's bowling team, the regional champions.
Yes, Boyne City won.
They have three individuals that are qualifying for the states.
Yeah.
Michael Deming, Zach Hardy, and Blake Root. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, and Traverse City West had a perfect game. You ever bowl a perfect game?
Dude, I am lucky. I am so bad to even get in the triple digits.
Right, me too. I'm awful. Absolutely awful. But Traverse City West had a 300-game roller today in their postseason action. I'll have to find... Remember Decker, the guy we used to work with?
Yeah.
His son for Traverse City West rolled a perfect game today in regional action for Traverse City West. And I know Traverse City Central was in regional play, too, in bowling. I don't know if the results have come out in that yet as well, but there you go. 300. I'm like, yeah, if I get to 100, maybe 110, 115 points in bowling, I'm super excited. But it typically around like 70, 80 points, that's about what I can get out of bowling. It's very depressing.
I was like, you know, bowling, well, I shouldn't say this. I don't want to encourage anybody, but for me, it's the one sport with the more adult beverages I have, the better I get.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't encourage that, kids.
No, we don't. We don't encourage that at all. But it's true. There is some basketball going on right now. Charlevoix boys are trailing Elk Rapids 15-13 after the first quarter. In fact, going to be joined. I have a recorded call from earlier today with Elk Rapids boys basketball coach Kevin Ball. And I should get to that soon here. But right now, this game, Charlevoix and Elk Rapids, is for a share of the, if Elk Rapids wins, they win a share of the Lake Michigan Conference title.
That's right. And the game is in Raider country, and that should be a good one.
Yeah. And Preston Ball, he joined the 1,000-point club. Coach Kevin Ball's son, 7 points in the first quarter there. I don't know if there's any more updates here that I can find. I'm not sure. Nothing I can see right now, unless you're wondering about Dexter over Chelsea, 30-22 right now at the half. I know people are hanging on pins and needles on that one. Also joining me on the show tonight, I had a chance to sit down with Bel Air girls basketball head coach Brad Fisher. The Lady Eagles, another tremendous season for them. I believe they've won a share of their regular season is over, but the Lady Eagles of Bel Air have won a share of the Ski Valley Conference title. So congratulations to them. We will talk to them as well. And I'll tell you what, right now, I'm going to do one final check here just to see if there's any finals that have come in right now, and I don't think so. One score in the West Michigan D-League, 34-30, it looks like in boys basketball. Marion has defeated Mason County Eastern tonight, so there is one final. Oh, in the Lake Michigan Conference, this game has actually gone final too, Tom. Elk Rapids, Lady Elks, they played earlier. at Charlevoix. 38-25 was the final. Elk Rapids won their first Lake Michigan Conference title in girls basketball. It's like the first time since 1992 or 1993.
Hey, yeah, good so for them. The congratulations.
Lady Elks rolling on. They finish out their regular season with a 38-25 victory over the Lady Raiders that game earlier. Cadillac in a non-conference game beating Manton, the Lady Rangers tonight, 49-21. That game has gone final as well. And let's see. Central Montcalm topped Fremont. If people are really wondering about that, I know I was really concerned, but Central Montcalm winners in the CSAA Gold League, 52-42 tonight. Those are the finals that I have right now. So here's what we're going to do, Tom. Before it gets, I want to get to this interview before their game is over, because Coach Kevin Ball of Elk Rapids gave some really key information on some insights on what it's going to take to beat Charlevoix and win a share of the Lake Michigan Conference title right now. So let's do that right now. Here is Kevin Ball, Elk Rapids boys basketball coach. The Elks playing amidst a great season right now in the in and out of conference play, in action right now in Charlevoix. But here's Coach Kevin Ball from a little earlier this afternoon. You are listening to the postgame show right here on 104.5 Bob FM. My name is Mike Misiko. Postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill in Traverse City. We'll go back to the Bob FM Sports Hotline now. We've got another guest on the line tonight, and we're joined by Elk Rapids boys basketball coach Kevin Ball. Kevin Ball, thanks for taking some time out joining the big show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
This is your first time on the program. It's quite the accomplishment. What do you? I mean, where does this rank up there with you as far as all your accomplishments through life? Where's the being on the postgame show rank for you?
It's pretty cool. I mean,
can you hear me?
More so for the kids for the type of season that we're having this year. So it's exciting, and I'm glad to be able to have an opportunity to be on the show, Mike.
That was the best response yet to that question. So
there it
thank
is.
You for that. Okay, let's start right now. Elk Rapids boys basketball last year. Now, obviously, the season was cut short. It was, it was a once in a lifetime, hopefully, season last year. But last season, I think you guys, above 500, middle of the pack before the plug got pulled in a tough Lake Michigan conference. It's always a tough basketball conference. With what you had coming back this season, did you think that this season could be something special? Let's face it right now. You guys are red hot. You've been playing some great basketball this year. So what were your thoughts coming into this year?
I knew we would be okay. We got six seniors that came back from last year. Three of them were starters. Three of them also have three or more experience on varsity. So I knew we would have a good experience. My concern this year was just the fact that we're not very tall, and we're pretty much like 6'1" across the board. So I knew that was going to be an issue for us this year, so I didn't know how we would respond to that. But these guys are scrappy, they're quick, and I knew we'd have an opportunity to compete. And so I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that we would be where we're at today. Mm-hmm. In regards to record-wise, but I knew that we were capable.
Yeah, you guys, you're right up there at the top of the Lake Michigan Conference this season. You have a big game tonight, and let's hit that right now. A big game tonight against Charlevoix. A share of the Lake Michigan Conference, I believe, is on the line. What are the keys to victory against Charlevoix, a team you guys are familiar with?
Yeah, well, learning from our first game, we lost by two to them a couple weeks ago. They've got three really good players in Solomon, Mueller, and Stuck. They're very well coached, and really what hurt us was, again, our weakness, which was size. Mueller, who's I think 6'4", 6'5", and very long, kind of dominated us inside, 26 on us, and so that really hurt us. So I think, going into tonight, we're going to try to make some adjustments. But it really should be a good game. I've talked with Coach Stuck, kind of throughout the week, and we both kind of know that it's probably going to be like a bloodbath tonight, but it's going to be fun. It's a good group of kids. They're between both groups. They're well coached and sportsmanship's great. So it should be a fun game, fun night, and hopefully we can stick to our game plan, and hopefully it'll work and we can come out on top.
What did districts look like for you guys this year?
District's going to be tough. We don't get any breaks. We're at St. Francis this year. Again, we've got Glen Lake and St. Francis are the 1 and 2 seeds. And then we've got Mansalona, who has Jaden Alfred, who's a really good senior this year, and then Grand Travers Academy. So we start off Tuesday with Grand Travers Academy, and then if we win, we've got Glen Lake on Thursday. So,
talking with Kevin Ball, head coach, Elk Rapids boys basketball program. Coming into the season, there was going to be a season. There wasn't. There was. There was. wasn't, there was. You know, what were your thoughts? How did you feel throughout the beginning of the year? And it's certainly been challenging. What was the mindset of yourself, your coaches, and your players coming into the season?
I think for the most part, at the beginning, it was, you know, obviously hard to wait. To know when we were going to start. So the waiting period there was, you know, kind of hard, not knowing when we were going to get the go-ahead to go. And then obviously once we got the go-ahead and it was the no contact, you know, that was kind of a bummer. But I think what really kind of affected us the most was the extension of another 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think that really kind of took a toll on some of the guys, but I give our guys credit because, you know, we talked about it as a group. You know, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep going? Do you want to practice a couple of days a week? I just couldn't imagine trying to keep these guys, you know, into it with no contact for like, so flat out said, we want to keep going, coach. And so it's just it's another testament to our guys, the commitment. They love being around each other, but it has been difficult. You know, it's a whole new experience that nobody's ever faced. There's really no right or wrong ways, in my opinion, on how to do things.
Right.
We're all learning on the fly on how to cope with it. So, you know, we're just very fortunate at this point that we've been able to have our season and get to this point to where we've been able to play all of our games so far.
We'll talk about something here that you've had to talk about probably a gazillion times, but we got to touch on it. You have a great opportunity. You have something special in the fact that you've been able to coach your sons, both of your sons, which I think is great. I coached my son a couple of years in elementary school basketball. I thought that was great, but what you're doing is really cool. Preston and Spencer are your boys. What has it been like to coach both of your boys? Well, let's start with that question.
It's been fun. You know, at first when I got the job 2 years ago, wasn't really sure how it was going to go, but, you know, we had some good family conversations before I accepted the position about it, and once we all agreed to it and thought it was going to work, we went for it. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, to be able to have some more time around the boys, mm-hmm. Around a game that we all love, it's been fun to watch. Fun to watch them play together, which is, you know, as a parent, is awesome to be able to have that opportunity to see your kids play together, you know, on the same team. So I've really enjoyed it, and I think they've done well. They've adapted to it well in regards to being able to separate the coach/parent issues that can take place. So it's been fun.
My son didn't listen to me because I was his dad when I coached him, so I would just make everybody run. That was my way to handle that scenario. You saw your son, Preston, join you and your brother, Jeremy, in the 1,000-point club in Elk Rapids. I believe that was last month. I'm assuming you knew that moment would come, but how cool was that for you?
It's pretty cool. You know, Preston put a lot of time into it. He's obviously been a 4-year starter on the varsity. So I knew that the opportunity was going to probably present itself to him. I'm just thankful that, again, as a personal note, that he was able to accomplish that goal this year, mm-hmm. not knowing, you know, if we would even have a season.
Right.
He's played well this year. He's increased his stats every year since he was a freshman, which has been nice to see. And so just have him be able to accomplish that goal, it's pretty special as a dad, obviously, to see that. And obviously as a dad, too, we always want our kids to achieve more than what we were able to. So to have him, you know, take care of his uncle and to actually have him take care of his dad and to beat us both in the same day was kind of cool, too. So,
yeah, that is.
Yeah.
You're a lefty. So are any other – your brother, any of your boys, are they lefties or all righties?
So both – my brother and myself are both lefties.
Okay.
Both boys are right-handed. The only difference would be with Preston. He actually – you know, he does play on the golf team,
mm-hmm.
and he swings left-handed. And actually, you know, he plays soccer, too, and he's – his dominant foot is left-footed, so he plays basketball right-handed. Obviously, he actually can shoot left-handed, which I've always told him, why not do it a few times, because it's just as good as when he's right-handed. So,
sure.
But he's as comfortable with his right, and so... in regards to basketball, they're both pretty much dominant right-handed.
That's cool. I'm like a freak of nature like that. I'm a dominant lefty, but I can go right-handed on a myriad of other things as well. Okay, so you mentioned coach. We're talking with Coach Kevin Ball, Elk Rapids men's basketball. 6 seniors graduating this year. What's the state of the Elk Rapids boys basketball program? How do you think you're looking in the future here?
I think we're looking pretty good. You know, we have watched the lower levels, even all the way down to middle school. We've got some great coaches throughout the whole program, and we've we've got a lot of athletes at every level. So, you know, I think the challenge for us moving forward is going to be, you know, understanding how to play at a certain level and being able to match kind of like the mentality that our seniors are leaving this year, because they really do know how to work. They work hard every day. Uh-huh. So they kind of set the stage in regards to how to be successful. And so now it's just going to be, can that get passed down, and can we kind of keep that moving forward?
I got to say, as an alum of Elk Rapids, it's been great the last couple of years, and this year certainly with your guys' program and the girls seeing so much success. It's good to see. When we were younger, Kevin, we used to see this all the time at Elk Rapids. Now it's kind of returning to where Elk Rapids is at the top of the conference and seeing success again. So it's been very cool to watch and follow. Kevin Ball, Elk Rapids head basketball coach, thank you for being so generous with your time. Best of luck tonight against Charlevoix. A share of the Lake Michigan Conference is on the line. Also, best of luck in districts.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
There you go. Kevin Ball, head coach, Elk Rapids, Elks boys basketball. I have to apologize. We could hear Tom through that. I'm going to apologize to Kevin Ball. And we could hear me playing Dr. Dre music in the background as well at the same time. So very, very professional.
It was a good interview, and I always like how you sneak in bragging about your athletic prowess into each interview.
Come on, man.
I didn't know you could go left and right with equal.
I'm left-handed, and I can do a lot of things right-handed as well, man.
I'm glad you explained that to the coach.
Well, I want to, and here's why. Let me tell you why. Because I went to school with him, Kevin Ball. We graduated the same year. So I watched him play, and I knew he was a lefty. He had a phenomenal shot, lefty. He's in the 1,000-point club in Oak Rapids. And I'll assert myself into this story. Because senior year, I went, I got cut from the basketball team, which I can't believe it. If anyone knows me, they know how athletic I am. And I got cut, man. But my crowning achievement in that senior campaign during the basketball tryouts, I guess, was I was head-to-head. They put me head-to-head against Kevin Ball, Coach Ball, the best player on the team, basically one of the best players in Northern Michigan at the time. And I drained a three on him, man. I stepped up, hit a three right in his face. And that was it. And they still cut me. I couldn't believe it. I thought I played good defense on him, too. But they wanted to exploit me, so they put me on Kevin. Of course, he pretty much schooled me, and I think maybe that's probably why I got cut, because he made me look even worse than I was, actually. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, and hopefully your coach, when he cuts you, I have a very unathletic friend of mine who was going to the University of Detroit, and they said in the student newspaper, if any students want to try out for one of the spots left on the team, they're going to have open tryouts. Well, this guy he wasn't even as good as me. And he was about 5'10", but he said, I'm going to just go to the tryout. So he goes to the tryout, of course, and stinks up the joint. And there's some pretty good athletes there. So one of the assistant coaches, before they were even 10 minutes into the practice, pulled the kid aside, and he said, because U of D used to have some big-time players, and he says, see those jerseys up there that are retired? He goes, there's Taylor, I think that was his name. DeBuscher, who was a big-time NBA player. And he says, see all those retired jerseys? He goes, we're going to do you a favor and retire your jersey right now.
Wow.
And that was how he ended his tryout. So I would like to see the coach here at Elk Rapids say the same thing. Like, we're going to retire your jersey right now.
That's pretty much, yeah. He was like, well, your skill set's not quite at the varsity level, is basically what he told me. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, geez, man, really? You need players. But, well, I mean, you could maybe, and I was a senior, you maybe play on the JV team. Like, is that even legal?
Yeah, that same thing happened to me when I was I played football as a freshman and a sophomore, but, you know, I was way shorter than I was. I hadn't reached puberty, so I go out for the varsity, and it was at Royal Oak Kimball. Everybody was supposed to make the team. It's like you're on the team no matter what. It's public school. There's no cuts. So what he did is he sent 10 of us, including me, down to the JV as a junior. He says, well, we're going to start you in the JV because you get more playing time there. And I said, that was it. I hung up the jersey.
That was it.
I said, I am not going to be a junior and go play on JV.
You know,
it's supposed to work the other way, where you're where you're underclassmen and you go up.
I know. I didn't want to. I couldn't do that either. I couldn't do it to myself. I could. I guess I could have maybe been a bench player for the junior varsity. Didn't want to go through that. I want to mention just a side note for on Kevin Ball, too, because I always try to give these coaches a shameless plug if I can. He's a stand-up guy, phenomenal father, husband, community guy. He's a realtor as well. So look up Kevin Ball if you want to sell a property in the Grand Traverse, Elk Rapids area. If you're looking to buy, reach out to Kevin Ball. There, that's a shameless plug. I forgot to give him the shameless plug earlier, so I figured I'd do that now.
All right. Yeah. He's got it now.
He's
good
got
for him.
He now has the shameless plug. There you go. I'm not sure.
Hey, can I say something just on the real estate thing? You know that there's a lot of people from downstate and other states moving to northern Michigan now because they found out that they can work from home and that they would rather live up here. There's a bunch of communities, including ours in Traverse City, are getting tons of people. I think that may change the athletic landscape of northern Michigan in some ways, because you're going to get more people and you get a bigger pool of athletes. That's my guess. I don't know if that's true, but I like where we live in Harbor Springs had 100 new students this year. 100 new. That's pretty good for a small Class C school.
Right.
And so I think that's going to change the scope of athletic competition as more people move from downstate to up here. I really do.
Maybe the times they are changing, but that could be a good thing. There's a lot of programs at the high school level hurting for players. Numbers drop, and there's a lot of schools. The real estate market's red hot right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
There's not enough inventory. There's not enough houses.
No.
Where we're looking right now, and every time we look at a house, people are coming in and overbidding. For
yes,
these places.
They are. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, and then she said the same thing. She has been getting outbid nonstop on houses right now. It's crazy. We have a house. Yeah. I want to sell. I'm telling my wife, let's sell the house, man. We could get a bidding war going and make a lot of money. And then we could live in the camper.
But there's no houses available. You could live in a tent.
Well,
you know how to do that.
I could do that very well. We do have a camper. Yeah. We bought a camper last year. A pole behind. Yeah, nice. I would live in that thing.
I'm sure your wife and kids will be all about
that. Hey, man, let's just drag that thing out in the woods somewhere and start living.
We can live anywhere we want.
Living like there's no tomorrow.
I love it.
Bracket alert right now. It looks like Wisconsin, the ninth seed, is up 32-21 late first half over North Carolina. There's a NCAA tournament update for you. Also coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Bel Air girls basketball coach Brad Fisher. The Lady Eagles are soaring yet again. Tom, last year, Bel Air girls team, before the plug got pulled on the season, they were 23-1 overall, 16-0. In the conference, in the Ski Valley Conference. And so they brought back some talent this year. Like I mentioned, they have a three-way tie in the Ski Valley Conference between Gaylord St. Mary and Joburg Lewiston. It was interesting because Brad Fisher, the girls basketball coach in Bel Air, is also the AD. So to be able to talk to a guy, it's tough enough to coach in this whole time now, the way things are going, but to be an athletic director too. The AD's got some of the toughest jobs in town right now. For sure.
I give them a credit. I give the Michigan High School Athletic Association, the athletic directors and the coaches a ton of credit for navigating and allowing these kids to play sports through this. It was not easy. It's not been easy.
No.
And they deserve a ton of credit. You know, and you play a lot of these games too without fans. And it's just navigating this has been tough. It's got to be a constant headache never knowing whether you're going to be playing that night or what test is going to come up positive. But I'm so glad they had their seasons, man, because it would have been just a disaster to cancel it all.
No, we're lucky. We're lucky. And a lot of teams have been very lucky. And, the seasons made it, the basketball season, the winter sports season, even though we're in, mid to late March, it's almost made it through the whole way. Remember that's when the plug got pulled last year, is on the winter sports. But so, knock on wood, they're still going strong. They have a chance to complete the season, which is huge. And we did mention earlier that the MHSAA came out with some new guidelines today, stricter testing and things for spring sports. Certainly, they're going to start implement these in the with the basketball as you get deeper into the basketball tournament. I believe April 2nd was the thing for the new guidelines to take place. But they did the rapid testing for football this year. Remember that? And that seemed to work well. It worked for the for fall sports. So I think it's, you know, who knows? Maybe that's going to work here. Let's.
Who's paying for the test? That'd be a good question. Yeah. Is it the schools or is it?
I don't know.
The athletic association. Hey, I got a quick Facebook question for you.
Yeah.
If you're scrolling on Facebook and you see somebody is thanking all their friends for the birthday wishes, and you didn't send them a birthday wish, do you retroactively? Do you just go in and say, "Oh, sorry, forgot. Happy birthday," or you just pretend you didn't see it?
I pretend I didn't see it because typically you can say happy belated birthday, and then but that's still awkward because they know you missed their real birthday then. Yeah. But I mean, they're wanting the attention in the first place, so I guess maybe you just throw on a happy birthday.
They know that you received a notification of their birthday and you just ignored it.
Right.
So
I always do that. It's the.
Yeah.
It's,
I was on Facebook and I just saw something. Oh man, I didn't know it was his birthday. He was thanking everybody. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna go in and bail myself out.
Like a sad face emoji. Just do something weird. Let's go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Whose birthday is it?
Oh, it's Harrison Beebe. TV 7 and 4's own Harrison Beebe on the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now.
Not my birthday.
It's not your birthday.
Not
today. No. No.
It's a. It's
like
a.
It's all the college basketball, but yeah. No, it's not my birthday.
No, Tom's commenting that if you see somebody on Facebook, they thank people for their birthday comments, you know, or birthday posts. Hey, thanks for all the birthday wishes. If you see that pop up, do you chime in and be like, hey, man, happy belated, or you just let it slide because you didn't initially offer them a happy birthday on their birthday?
You know, I remember when Facebook was just getting big when I was in college, because back then you needed a college email to actually have Facebook. And that was a pretty big deal. If you had like 50 friends wish you happy birthday on Facebook, like you knew you were popular. Nowadays, it's like, I think I even took my birthday off Facebook to not get completely random people to wish me happy birthday.
Yeah,
no.
Because like compared to 10 years ago, the amount of like people, it's almost more of a hindrance. Oh, I got another notification. Oh, yeah, it's my birthday. That's right.
And it's such a meaningless
gesture. If you're a true friend or family member, you should remember their birthday and
you know the
text
birthday
them individually or call them. Or go see them, you know, in non-COVID times.
Well, but, go see them. That's going over.
I'm only 34 years old. I don't know how birthdays work.
I usually do the text. I try to do text. I've steered away in the last year or two, a couple of years, of doing Facebook, happy birthday Facebook messages. I try to text them if I know them well enough and have their number.
Meaningless gesture.
Yeah, that's a little more personable. It's going to leave a little more of an impact.
Now, going to see them in person, that's just going too far. I don't like people that much.
Let's not push it.
Yeah. Harrison Beebe.
I mean, Mike, I know who I'm talking
to. You're on the road, man. What are you up to tonight? What's going on in your world for sports tonight?
I took a break from the NCAA tournament, although I still watched the end of the Ohio State game. Wow.
Ooh, bracket buster.
Yeah, that was a late Final Four change for me last night after Michigan State lost. I went through and redid a bunch of my bracket, and that included putting Ohio State in instead of Arkansas.
Ooh.
I think I had that bracket or somebody else, and so now I'm regretting that one.
I had them. I had them
tonight,
Elite Eight.
Yeah. I had four games on the docket: a doubleheader at Cadillac and Manton, and also games at Michigan Buckley. So heading back to put those on the show for tonight.
All right. Any highlights? Anything stand out for you in those games?
Cadillac kind of had control of both those games. They were supposed to be against Glen Lake originally, which would have been really marquee matchups, especially the girls, because Cadillac and Glen Lake girls are two of the best programs up here and possibly the entire state. But due to kind of COVID-related issues, Glen Lake backed out. Not Glen Lake with COVID. I don't want to pin it on one team, but I think Cadillac's JV has had some issues lately, so Glen Lake decided in an abundance of caution to just kind of steer clear of that and stay out. So Cadillac rescheduled to Manton for a varsity doubleheader, and so those were the games tonight.
Right.
Molly Anderson of Cadillac, she's one of the top players in the area.
Yes.
She went off for her 1,000th point tonight, so those are always fun to see, the kids who log all those points throughout their career and get some recognition for it. You know, we can't all be Jasmine Hines and get 3,000 points.
No, isn't that crazy? 1,000
is still pretty cool. So.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I'm going to just throw a little insert the postgame show into this conversation. We talked with her, Molly Anderson of the Lady Vikings, not too long, a couple of weeks ago.
We talked to Jasmine Hines, yeah.
Well, I didn't talk to Jasmine Hines, but man, what a scoring machine she was, huh? Can you imagine? 3,000 points.
Well, no boy has gone over 3,000. She's the only one in the entire state.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Well, Mike would have if the coach would have kept him.
Yeah, if the coach would have kept me, I would have who knows what I could have done. I was telling
them. If you'd have played 8 years varsity level, you might have gotten 998 for sure.
I told the story. I got my eyes. I was Kevin Ball, the coach of the Elk Rapids Elks. Talked to him a little bit ago here, and the boys' coach. And I graduated with him and played against him in Elk Rapids. And I got cut because in tryouts, they put me against him. And he made me look really bad. Now, he went over 1,000 points. As you know, his son, Preston Ball, just recently went over 1,000 points, too. So, but it's because of him. Mm-hmm. And basically the coach telling me that I could maybe play JV basketball my senior year if I wanted.
Yeah, I got cuffed in the seventh grade team, so, you know.
That's
heartbreak
tough.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I peaked.
Yeah,
in...
especially when I was told I was a shoo-in. I was like one of the best ball handlers, but because I was too short, I don't think they wanted me in seventh grade.
No, oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Only if what could have been. Tom.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hold a grudge or anything. I'm clearly not bitter about it. So
no. Yeah, I know. Life goes on. Harrison, can you hear Tom tonight?
Vaguely. So, yeah, sorry, Tommy, if you're trying to throw some quips my way.
I have had some great comments, and you've missed them.
Wait, there you are. I just heard you.
Yeah, you've
missed. Maybe Mike and I have to shut up, and we can hear you.
He's had some great comments for you, man. Unfortunately, you didn't get to catch them.
You know, I don't think anybody ever gets over getting cut. You know?
You know, it stings.
Sucks. It's like the worst thing when you're a boy to get cut.
When a girl cuts you from a relationship, team.
That's tough too.
You're fired from your job. That's just
hey, look at cut. Michael. Look at Michael Jordan getting cut from when he got cut. That stuck with him, and part of the reason that drove him to be how he was.
His Hall of Fame speech. He ripped the coach that cut him.
Right, and why not? You know, if I ever go into the Hall of Fame for anything, I'm going to rip the coach that cut me from the basketball team.
Good.
Yeah,
you should.
I'm gonna. This has been very helpful.
How wrong he was.
Probably just a big ball hog at that age, and the guy was like, "I don't want to deal with this on my team. Like, I'll make do with the players I got."
I'm gonna tell you right now. You know what I would do? And I'm sure the tens of listeners out there are very thrilled about all this. But I used to purposefully pull up my socks, try to copy like the basketball players of the 70s, 80s. I'd get those long socks. I would wear goggles, even though I didn't need goggles, and I would wear wristbands and a headband, and I tried to look like the players from the 70s and 80s. And I was more of a sideshow act than anything else when I played basketball, and I just think the coach did not want that.
You were the guy from Semi-Pro.
Yes, kind of like Will Ferrell from Semi-Pro. That's what I tried to emulate, is that style, and it didn't work out. Look at me now.
Well, you know, it's all our goal is to get to Flint one day to play Semi-Pro basketball.
That's true. I don't know if anyone ever says my goal is to get to Flint in a question except... I will say I'd love to get to Flint because they have a White Castle down there. I think that's our closest White Castle.
That's your guilty pleasure is White Castle?
Yes. Yes, it is. I
like fast foods myself, but I'm currently on I'm on my Lent lockout from fast food.
You
I
are.
I can't have any until Easter.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'm kind of sneaky with it, though. Like, I count a fast food as something that has a drive-through in it. So, like, Subway and pizza, I can eat with that. But I can't have, like, Burger King or McDonald's or Taco Bell or anything.
Okay. Harrison, what tonight, when can people catch you and catch your clips from tonight, catch all the scores from tonight's games?
We are, I'm not trying to name names, but I'm pretty positive I'm going to be the only station with local high school highlights on around 11:15 tonight.
Yeah.
So, if you want to
tune in...
That's the place you're going to see your sports. Otherwise, you might have to wait a little while longer. I don't know. There's something going on down in, like, Indiana.
Yeah, there's some kind of games going on. And before...
Yeah, which I'm as excited about as anybody.
Oh,
but
me too.
I'll take a break and do the news, I guess, for 5 minutes.
Yeah, so check out Harrison Beebe, TV74 Up North Live. By the way, what are your final four picks? You want to divulge those?
The ones that are already up in smoke?
Well, yeah.
A lot of people are kind of, you either love Gonzaga or you hate them this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people just kind of want them to be like the Cubs and be the lovable losers in that team that never actually wins anything. But I've watched a couple Gonzaga games this year, and they just have that vibe, like the team that you have to bring your absolute best to beat them.
They do. They
and
sure do.
I don't really, maybe Illinois on a good day has a chance, maybe Michigan with Livers, but...
Mm-hmm.
From what we know right now, it's one of those I'm going to believe it when I see it with Gonzaga. So I picked them to win it all. And then I also had Illinois in the final, and then the other Final Fours that I changed last night, regrettably, Ohio State and then Alabama.
There you go. Not too bad.
Nothing pretty, but that's, you know what, we're happy to have it back because we didn't have it last year. So
that's right, bud.
That's the important part is we've got wall-to-wall basketball today, whereas a year ago we didn't know what to do with ourselves. So.
Hey, can I get one more prediction out of you, Harrison?
Sure.
Godzilla versus King Kong. Who do you got?
Oh, well, are we talking like ancient movies or the current one?
The current one. Who do you think's going to come out on top on this one?
Are they on the upcoming WrestleMania card? Is that what's going on?
It comes out next week, I believe.
Oh, the movie? A movie?
Yeah. Well, this week, the HBO movie this week is that new four-hour Justice League movie.
I know. I want to see that. That's like they left out stuff from the original one, and I want to check that out.
He's ducking a prediction.
Not too much, but they're claiming that this four-hour movie is way better than the two-and-a-half-hour movie that tanked. I can't understand how some deleted scenes make a movie that much better.
It wasn't that great. I know. It was a letdown.
No, it was terrible.
And
Batman was fighting aliens. That's all you need to know. Kong versus Godzilla. I got to go Godzilla. I mean, doesn't he shoot out like flamethrowers or something?
Yeah, he's got some kind of electric charge he can shoot out of his mouth.
Yeah,
I'm going to take Godzilla all the time.
He channels that field, whereas King Kong's basically just brute strength and weight room. So,
but he's long.
I think
you know?
I
got
to
go long.
With Godzilla.
He's more agile, King Kong, and he's long. That's what they always say.
Simulate it on the video game and let me know what happens.
Yeah, we'll do a simulation somewhere and we'll see. Yeah,
like that old Rampage video game where they just climb up the building.
Oh, I loved that one.
Everything.
Yeah, that was crazy. They would just eat people out of the windows, all sorts of weird stuff.
Man, the 90s were such a different time.
Yes, they were. Harrison Beebe, TV 7 and 4, Up North Live. Catch him tonight in the 11 o'clock hour. All the scores and the updates, highlights from tonight.
Right, next week we got playoffs. We're pushing the playoffs next week.
Districts right around the corner. What, Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe, right?
Well, no, they start Monday. Girls
they do.
Start Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, okay. Yep, I got my time.
They're going to alternate days. Girls are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Boys are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
That's right. There we go. All right, Harrison Beebe, thank you so much for calling in. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy the rest of your Facebook birthday adventures.
You got it, man. Take care.
I think Harrison could hear me the whole time. He was just ignoring me.
I think he was, too.
I did, too.
I do.
It was like letting my comments just be brushed aside.
And then he really did try to dodge the Godzilla
King
Kong.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I think he might have some skin in the game.
He might, and I don't know. But I do. I got to believe. Godzilla gets a tail whack in there. If he clamps his jaws on King Kong, he could do some damage, I think.
My son has been looking forward to this movie for 2 years. He's so excited. So.
What does he think? Has he had any...
He's a Godzilla fan all
Godzilla,
the way.
Godzilla, yeah.
From the time he was a little kid, I mean, like 2-3 years old. Yeah, Godzilla all the way.
But
he'll be very upset if King Kong comes out on top.
King Kong can take... It depends on who the good guy is in this. Like the old movies they'd come out with, like one of them was... Oh, King Kong's going to help us because Godzilla came out of the ocean and is destroying the city. So it depends. Then that way King Kong wins if he's kind of the good guy. He still probably will kill a bunch of humans in his path, but that's
collateral damage.
Yeah, that's collateral damage. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, come back and see if we have any updates on some scores in girls and boys basketball tonight going on the hardwood. And also check in with Bel Air girls basketball coach Brad Fisher. Okay, you're listening to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy John's, two locations in Traverse City on Front Street next to the college and South Airport behind the Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky good. Brought to you in part by Culver's and Gaylord, Cadillac and Traverse City on Chum's Corners and in East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. And Jackson Hewitt, can't wait for your tax refund. Check out Jackson Hewitt's no-fee refund advance, 0% APR loan of $500 to $4,000 from MetaBank. That's available on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Terms apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com. Also, thank you to our latest sponsor, the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill, your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice on State Street in Traverse City. We'll be right back with the postgame show on Bob FM. Welcome back to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. big night in basketball, high school basketball, college basketball. Big night here on the big show. Tom Devitt joining us from Petoskey. My name is Mike Misiko, and just joined by Harrison Beebe again. It's always a pleasure to be joined by Harrison. Tom, do you have you have great sunsets up in Petoskey, man. We have a good sunset going. We had another good one tonight. There's cars all lined up on East Bay looking at it. The sky is red. It's after 8 o'clock and it's still light out. Do you like this? Do you like when it's lighter?
I do. And tomorrow is the first official day of spring. And look at the temperatures we got coming in tomorrow, Sunday, right. Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah, what are they talking? Yes, tomorrow they're talking highs in the mid-50s or so. Sunday we could see 60 degrees.
Bay here is almost all melted, so bring on the spring, baby.
The little Traverse Tournament. Bay, that froze over?
It froze over for about 2 weeks. Remember when we had that nasty cold spell and lasted for about 3-4 weeks? And all of a sudden, it seemed like it froze in a couple days. Ugh. And it lasted for like 2-3 weeks, and now it's like almost all melted.
I can't handle that stuff, man. I don't know. Every year when we get that cold and the long winters, I swear to my wife, we're moving.
I know. But the thing is, the last 2 years, it hasn't been tough at all.
Listen, man, I've been threatening to move to Tennessee for like 4 years.
What do you like about Tennessee?
You know, they don't get the cold.
Some property down there.
I've been looking. Yep, I've been.
What about Kentucky?
Kentucky's another great one too. Yeah. I tell you, don't push me too far, man, because I just might do that. I might do it.
You'll just move to Tennessee.
That's what I keep trying to tell my friend and like bosses and stuff. I'm like, hey. Don't do it. I'll move.
Maybe you should sell some stuff in your house.
It look like I really am moving. I should do that.
Take it with you to Tennessee.
I can't take it with me, baby. Drew Kohani. Drew Kohani is tweeting out right now that the Charlevoix boys and Elk Rapids Elks are tied. They were tied 24-24 at the half. Low scoring affair there. Defensive battle. Preston Ball leads all scorers with 13. If Elk Rapids wins this game, they will earn a share with Charlevoix of the Lake Michigan Conference. So keeping an eye on that.
Yep, it's lived up to its billing.
As Coach Ball said earlier, bloodbath.
And Preston Ball has 13 points at halftime, according to Jake Atnip, I think his name is.
Yeah, Preston Ball is a 1,000-point scorer. Here's some other scores from tonight here. As far as I know, let me see. We've got some final scores in the Ski Valley Conference for boys basketball. This one just in. Gaylord St. Mary, the Snowbirds, victorious 52-33 over the Bulldogs. This is boys basketball tonight. This is a final score. Marion topping Mason County Eastern 34-26 in the West Michigan D-League tonight. Buckley Bears get a big win, one-point win, 65-64. This is a non-conference affair, but TC Christian playing very well this season as well. Buckley with a 65-64 win, non-conference game, boys basketball over Traverse City Christian tonight. In girls basketball, St. Ignace falling to Rudyard, 51-47. I think that's a big game, too. Maybe St. Ignace is resting some of their starters. They've been playing very well this season as well. But I don't know enough about Rudyard.
Who the boys or girls in St. Ignace?
Girls basketball.
Okay, yeah, they always play well.
They, and of course, Coach Doreen Ingalls, right? Legendary coach.
Yep. Number of state titles.
Always has her teams playing well.
And I know her son is on the varsity team for St. Ignace this year, and that guy's playing real well.
Yeah, the boys.
Big three-point shooter.
Yep. There we go. What else? Central Montcalm, Fremont, that game. Central Montcalm winners there. Morley Stanwood, a winner over Holton. You can listen to us, in fact, anywhere at 1045bobfm.com or by downloading the Bob FM mobile app. It's free from wherever you get your apps or Google Play. Lake Michigan Conference girls action tonight. The Lady Elks, Lake Michigan Conference champions. First one since, I believe, 92 or 93. They beat Charlevoix 38-25 in the early game tonight. Non-conference game, Cadillac Heritage falling to Mason County Eastern. And Cadillac, Harrison was at this game. This game has gone final in girls basketball, 49-21. Cadillac beating Manton, 49-21. That is the final score there.
In March Madness, just keep you up. Well, if you hadn't heard by now, Ohio State lost to Oral Roberts.
Yes.
In other Big Ten action, Illinois beat Drexler easy, 78-49. Right now, Purdue is losing at halftime, 32-24. Who are they playing tonight? I don't even know.
Purdue?
Yeah.
Northern Texas. Northern Texas was like a
North Texas. The Mean Green. That's Joe
which
Green's.
What are they? Like a 13 seed or something?
Yeah.
North Texas.
Right now they're up 8 on Purdue. That is at halftime. Also Wisconsin, that second half just underway, is whipping North Carolina 40-24.
That's
a 9 seed versus an 8 seed.
Right, right. And I think I had North Carolina in this one, but I don't like to bet against Wisconsin's a solid basketball program, but again, I just don't know enough about these teams like this year, like we were talking about. That's a shocker there, though. That's an upset alert. Keep an eye on the North Texas Purdue game there, because Purdue is a 4 seed. I think they are. They have them knocked out in the first round. That's
the North Texas Mean Green, which, by the way, their most famous alumni, Joe Green, Mean Joe
Mean
Green,
Joe
from
Green,
the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep,
Hall he was of Famer. Mean too.
Yes.
Did he have any teeths? Was he missing a bunch of teeths or something? And he'd play with like cast on his arm?
He was just a. When the Steelers were 1-13 and they hired Chuck Knoll back in the 60s, he was their first draft pick under Chuck Knoll. And it basically began to turn that team around from that point, and they became a dominant team for the whole decade. So we're hoping that happens with the Lions this year. One draft pick.
That's all it takes.
This year.
Yeah.
Let's turn this baby around.
Don't hold your breath.
Get our own Mean Joe Green.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. You know, one last thing, order of business we have to do here. We've got to go back to the Bob FM Sports Hotline. Had a chance earlier this afternoon to talk with Bel Air girls basketball coach Brad Fisher. He is also the athletic director in Bel Air. And the Lady Eagles, a couple of really good back-to-back seasons, playing some good basketball up in Bel Air. Bel Air, a beautiful place to visit as well. Nice town. Had a chance to talk to him on the Bob FM Sports Hotline. So let's do that right now. Come back and put a bow on this award-winning broadcast. It is the post-game show here on Bob FM. You are listening to the post-game show on 104.5 Bob FM. My name is Mike Misiko. The post-game show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill in Traverse City. Back to the Bob FM Sports Hotline we go. We've got another guest on the line joining us this evening. I want to welcome Brad Fisher, the head basketball coach for the Lady Eagles of Bel Air. Coach Fisher, how's it going?
It's going good. Thanks. I appreciate you reaching out and making some time for me.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. I certainly appreciate your time as well. Let me start here. You're a dual hat wearer. You're not only the girls basketball coach, you're also the athletic director in Bel Air, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
Okay, so this is a first time, and I haven't got to talk to one of you yet. I've talked to athletic directors, plenty of coaches, but not someone who does both roles. I cannot even imagine the challenges. Hats off to you. What is the season? Let's just start right here, Brad. What has the season been like for you as both an athletic director and a coach?
Well, I appreciate that. It seems like the Ski Valley, that's more than norm, but maybe we're a little bit crazier and think we can do both. But just like everything, it's just been by the seat of our pants. I created safely 7 or 8 different boys and girls basketball schedules. And what I found to be the most challenging is doing not over scheduling, but you also feel for the kids at lost state, especially some of the girls last year that had their season cut short. They couldn't complete it.
Right.
So I felt like I owed it to them to get as many games as possible, but also to juggle that. But as far as, I mean, like everybody else, unfortunately, the change is the new norm, and we just really tried to take it day by day the best we could. I appreciate our family, parents, and our school. They're patient with me. Sometimes I didn't always get right back to people when I wanted to, but we just did the best we could and literally did it day by day.
What were your thoughts coming into the season? What was the mindset? I mean, certainly as an athletic director, you're probably pulling your hair out, but as a coach too, how were you relaying this information to the players, and what was the mindset of your players and assistant coaches coming into the season?
Yeah, and if I wasn't bald, I would have been, but I told everybody when I know stuff, I would pass it along. If that was good news or bad news, I probably relied too much on text, which seems to be what everybody likes. But I just tried to communicate the best I could, and I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because that's not fair to you. and it's going to come out eventually. So I just tried to, again, our parents were great. My phone was blowing up emails, which I get. They want to know. Right. I want to know, and I didn't always have all the answers. So I said, if I don't have the answer, I will work on getting it for you, and as soon as I know, I'll be sure to pass it along. Really preach to the kids that when our group chat, I need you guys to communicate with your parents. You got to help me out and be the mouthpiece as well. So we just, a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts, and whatever that mode of information, that vehicle of information that family wanted, I just tried to remember, hey, this family likes text. Hey, this family only wants phone calls. Hey, this is email. I just did the best I could. We're obviously not a huge district, so I couldn't imagine being some of those ADs. But
sure.
I've learned to, I need to become a little more organized of how I communicate stuff. And through all this, maybe I'll come out the other end a little better at being organized and how I communicate.
Last season, Coach, and we're talking with Bel Air girls basketball coach Brad Fisher, also the AD there for the Eagles. Last season, what one heck of a season. You guys were on quite the run, Coach, undefeated in the Ski Valley Conference, which in girls basketball, the Ski Valley Conference is always a tremendous competitive conference. Correct. Over the years. Plug gets pulled on the season. Guys, I think one loss, and again, undefeated in the SVC. Yep. With what you had last season, Coach, were you confident that this year you would be able to continue the momentum of last season with what you were bringing back this year? Because, you know, again, this year you guys are playing very well. You've played a great regular season to this point.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, I believe we're 23-1 last year, and we lost to a very powerful Lake City team. And then, yeah, we were about an hour and a half away from getting on the bus for regionals, but that is life. And then this year's team, I did the best I could to not compare too much because I don't think that's fair to them. But again, I mean, I had five seniors. So if you're going to have a season like this, what a better luxury to have five seniors that have been playing basketball their whole lives. And it's their team. I'm just along for the ride. I think at times I probably get a little bit too much credit because of the talent we have, and it's all them. So going in, I have the five seniors. Fortunately, we didn't have the JV team just due to low numbers that we thought we were going to be on the fence. And then you throw a little bit of the COVID concerns and masks and some people, which I respect their opinion. That's their choice. It's not my call.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll welcome back with open arms next year. So we didn't have a JV team. So we're at 11 with three girls that really could have used some JV experience. And they've been awesome. But getting back to your question, sorry, it's just told the girls, I mean, last year, what's take from that, what we learned, what was good, what was bad. But this is a whole totally different team, and it's your team. We'll create our identity, and again, we'll lean on last year's team as reference and what we're capable of doing and what it takes. But this is your team. This is a brand new year, and let's attack it with however you guys want to attack it, and we'll have fun while we do it.
Well, you guys have been doing something right throughout the regular season for sure. Two losses overall, Coach. One loss in the Ski Valley Conference. We're talking a little off the air. A three-way tie in the SVC this year between the Snowbirds, Gaylord St. Mary, Joburg Lewis, and the Lady Cardinals, and yourself, Bel Air. Who are some of the standouts on the team this year? Some of the leaders on that squad?
Oh, man. I mean, we're deep. Again, we have 11 girls. Again, three are the underclassmen, so their minutes haven't been like we'd hoped to because, again, balance, not many games. So a lot of games we treated as a practice. But, man, we're deep. I'm comfortable starting 7-8 different girls depending on what
Great.
We want to do.
Yeah.
I have sophomore JC Summers, who's just versatile. She's got an extremely bright future. Emerson Kepke, she's a senior. We're hoping she can maybe jump on Grand Rapids Community College basketball team next year. We have Noelle Mann. She's just an undersized guard. She's a dynamite. Ever since I've had her, since she came up, I think towards the end of her sophomore year, that girl just competes. Every drill, every practice. And she just raises the intensity level. And then we have Charlie Boyce, who's a junior, who is really a starter. But I like to have that spark off the bench like I did with Emerson Kepke last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she just makes us go, and she can play the 1-5. So I don't know if I've totally answered your question.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and I don't want to forget anybody, but we have Delaney Goodwin, who's a defensive first pass point guard. And just have Maddie Evans. Mackenzie Hooger has really stepped up from last year. She's a senior. She's got nice touch, and she's finishing around the hoop. So I'm fortunate to have a deep and talented and very, very coachable squad.
Although a three-way tie in the Ski Valley Conference, you guys still win a share of it, which is really a great accomplishment in this year, especially to even get to this point, Coach. But what was the thoughts? How'd the girls react to winning a share of the SVC?
They're excited. We need a little help from St. Mary's, which you always want to be able to control your old destiny.
Yeah.
So when we beat them first, and then we lost to Joburg, and then we knew St. Mary's and Joburg had a key matchup, and unfortunately it came at the wrong time for Joburg a little bit. They had just gotten out of quarantine.
Right.
So I think they could easily say, I wish we had some more days, but I think St. Mary's could, I mean, when we played St. Mary's a second time, it didn't count for the record. We only beat them by six, so it just shows anybody's night. So the girls were excited. We were very appreciative of St. Mary's for helping us out and knocking off Joburg so we could get that share and be technically back-to-back conference champs. So they're excited, not to downplay the conference because obviously it's a big deal. But my mindset, and I think some of the girls, is more we kind of treat the regular season to get ready for the postseason.
Right.
Obviously, we push to win the conference, and that's one of the goals, and we respect that. But if we win the conference and if we fall a little bit short of our postseason goals, that might leave us a little bit of a sour taste in our mouth. But,
sure.
Yeah, we need to be happy that we won the conference. Have a share of the conference because it is so darn competitive.
Bel Air girls basketball coach Brad Fisher joining us on the Bob FM Sports Hotline. The postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Coach, a couple more things. We'll let you go. I know you're a very busy guy. What's your district schedule looking like?
We're Wednesday because we're actually hosting the boys and girls next week, so that'll be fun.
Oh, gotcha.
So the round ones for the girls start Monday, and we play Wednesday at 5:30 versus Sutton's Bay. It's a little bit, every couple of years they kind of mix it up, so usually we would play with Central Lake and St. Mary's and them, but now we get to host Leland and Lake Leland off St. Mary's, Forest Area, and Sutton's Bay. So we play next Wednesday at 5:30 at home.
And the way your team, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but the way this team is geared, Coach, you think you got a postseason run in you with the talent you have on that floor?
Oh, without a doubt. Obviously, you got to play the games, and we know how the old cliches, a new season, everybody's 0-0, anything can happen in a one-game sample size. But, yeah, we have the talent to play the last game of the year, or if we're not on our game, we could get bumped in district. So, yes, I'm very confident. We're tough to defend because they're just so unselfish. Mm-hmm. I run out of ways to describe how unselfish this team is. At times, they even make too many passes, so I have to get on girls for not shooting,
Right.
So, yeah, we're versatile, and I'm very, very confident in this team. But, again, you've got to be on your A game because different district, Lake Leland, St. Mary's is pretty talented. Leland's Olivia Lowe, I believe mm-hmm. is her first name. She's having a tremendous year. She just recorded her 1,000th career high school rebound. So we got our hands full in districts, but yet we could still make a deep run. So anybody's ball game at this time of year.
What's the future, Coach Fisher, of the Lady Eagles basketball program there in Bel Air?
We're losing a lot to graduation, so we're going to get back to the grindstone. And unfortunately, losing the middle school season this year, they only got four games in, so we're losing some of that growth and experience they need. So once the season's over, we're going to take a step back. Everybody's going to go do a different sport, as they should. We need them to. I'll probably be a little more present at home. Luckily, I have a patient wife and three daughters.
Absolutely.
And then once we get our feet back under us, I mean, we have a eighth grader who's a manager. She's always getting shots up, and her name's Elena Elant. And then I have a freshman, and I have another daughter who's a sophomore. They put a lot of time in over the summer, so if they want to come in, I'll definitely be here, and we'll try to open it up for them. And we'll just we lose a lot, but we also return JC Summers, will be a junior, Charlie and Maddie Evans will be seniors, so we have the framework. We'll be a different team, that's for sure. So we're gonna do what works for this team, and it might take us a little bit to figure out. As long as we figure it out by postseason next year, we'll be happy and we'll be back at her.
Coach Fisher, the NCAA tournament is underway. Who do you got? Who do you think's gonna win it all this year?
Well, I'm a Spartan guy, so I stayed up too late last night.
So did I. Can you believe that?
But I did not have them going far.
Me either.
I'm a realist.
Nope. Yep, me too.
But I have Gonzaga beating Illinois in the finals.
So do I. It was a tough choice between, I think, Baylor and Illinois, but I think I have Gonzaga, Illinois. As well, yeah. And this will be a fun tournament to watch. Really bummed out about our Spartans, but at least they made it in, right? Brad Fisher, head coach, Bel Air Lady Eagles girls basketball squad, also the athletic director in Bel Air. Coach, again, hats off to you. Every athletic director, every coach, every player throughout Northern Michigan, what you guys are doing is special. Your job certainly is a very special and important job, and best of luck going forward in districts.
I appreciate it, and I'm glad you talked about our players, but we got to give our student athletes a ton of credit. I
Absolutely.
Know kids are resilient, but
yes.
just for what they've endured, and I'm just so proud of all the kids in the area being patient. So huge shout out to all the student athletes and all the sports, because it just feels like we're on eggshells and they never know, but they're ready to go and just happy for their attitude and effort across the board.
We're so close to the end to the season, yes, going all the way through. So knock on synthetic wood, but Coach Fisher, thank you so much.
Appreciate your time, sir. Take care. Good luck, everybody.
There we go. Coach Brad Fisher, Lady Eagles of Bel Air. Another good season for them. Three-way tie. They're sharing the Ski Valley Conference this year, but in this year of COVID or whatever, still a great accomplishment. They finished the regular season 11-2 overall, 6-1 in the conference. Gaylord St. Mary 7-1, 9-3 overall, and Joburg Lewiston Lady Cardinals 7-1 overall, 5-1. And that was Brad Fisher right there. That was and to be an athletic director and a coach, I can't even imagine both of those titles and the roles at the same time this season.
Have you heard that they're calling these young people now Generation C
for COVID?
For the COVID, for all they've had to put up with in the last year.
Well, we've had to put up with a lot too. What about for us?
I know, but although listen, think about your high school year, missing your graduation, missing your last 3 months of school, having athletics interrupted, having no extracurricular like plays or musicals or anything like that. It's
all
pretty,
right.
You know, I know there are worse things in the world, and you know, our grandparents with the Depression, World War II, but still, it's no fun. He's got to give these kids a little, you know.
You sold
what they've
me.
Had to put up with it.
You sold me on it. All right, I'm in. I'm in on it.
I mean, imagine if COVID was around when you were a senior, you wouldn't have got a chance to get cut. High school basketball.
I wouldn't have been cut had there been COVID. Boy, that opened up so many wounds for me telling that story. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. But I chose to do it. It was my choice. I chose to wear the socks. My brother texted in, right? Kurt Rambis. Remember Kurt Rambis?
Yeah.
He played for the Lakers for a long time, the 80s, I believe. And that was my go-to look. The goggles for no reason and the Kurt Rambis socks pulled up to the knees.
You know what? If you would have walked into the gym and I was coach, I would have cut you without you even taking a ball in your hands. I would have said,
just
nope,
walking in, no,
that's
get
it.
Out of here, man. Yeah, turn
this go cut.
Get out of here.
We're not. It's not a clown show.
No.
You treated that basketball tryout like you treat everything else in your life. It's just
clown show. Like a sad clown.
Yeah.
I'm just nothing but a sad clown. We'll get to the finals that we have coming up shortly for tonight. I did not mention this, Tom. By the way, hockey regionals taking place, regional finals, I believe the finals are tomorrow. So some of those games going on, I'll tell you who that is. But I didn't mention this earlier, and I should have. And I tried to get this young man on the show, wasn't able to connect. Maybe try for next week. Josh Burnham, he was one of the bigger recruits in Northern Michigan for college football, Tom. I don't know if you saw this. He's from Traverse City Central. Linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
He made his college commitment to continue. He's taking his talents to Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. That's where he's going to play at the next level. Josh Burnham, congratulations to you and your family. That's pretty cool. Traverse City Central's own linebacker, phenomenal football player. And he's a junior.
I can't wait to watch him. Notre Dame's on TV all the time. Yeah, it was between Notre Dame, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Right.
And he went with the tradition of Notre Dame, playing for Brian Kelly.
And I wanted to talk to him about that. And again, we'll try again. Reached out to Coach Sugars, too, from Central. But, I mean, those are three programs knocking on your door that are no joke. Irish, the Notre Dame, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? That's pretty cool. He chose Notre Dame on, what was, St. Patrick's Day, too, of all things. So.
Yep. He's a heck of a player, man.
Josh Burnham. Only a junior. He has a senior year yet with Traverse City Central. Very quick break here. Come back, put a bow on this broadcast. It is the postgame show here on Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Be right back after this on Bob FM. Game show here on 104.5 Bob FM. Still DRE. Dr. Drea, he had like a brain aneurysm or something a couple months ago. I never found out if everything was okay with Dr. Drea, really. Obviously, you could just probably type in his name and find out, so that tells you how really concerned I am, but
Is he, well, he's a doctor, so he can pretty much diagnose himself.
That's
right?
What I kind of thought. Did he treat himself? Dr. Dre was able to treat himself with the brain thing, or I don't think he's.
Believe me, if anything happened to him, we would have heard about it. So he's fine.
Dr. Dre, he's still DRE. Okay. Mike Misico, Tom Devitt up in Petoskey. Tom, we got to wrap this thing up here in a minute, man, because you got a long day ahead of you tomorrow. You're also a frontline hero.
Yes, I am
a government official.
Yes, I am. I've been an essential worker now since last March, working for the post office in Harbor Springs. So
that's right.
I know a lot of people out there want to say thank you to all the hard work I've done. Feel free. No, but seriously, any kind of support or accolades you want to give me, I'd appreciate it if you could direct it toward the Free Britney Foundation.
Yes.
Get Britney Spears freed from the shackles of her dad.
See, bringing it right back around. You said earlier that you might head up a Northern Michigan chapter of the Free Britney campaign.
Yes, and I'm thinking seriously of getting some kind of demonstration going either in Petoskey or Traverse City if I can get enough people.
If you do, let me know. I fully
support.
Right now,
support. It's just you.
I'm in.
You and me.
And I really am supportive of the. I want her to go back.
Harrison Beebe, if he would have.
He would probably join. I think he
probably
would. Yeah, he would. I don't think he's got enough. And I want her to go back. I want her to get her monies, get hers, and go back to shaved head Britney.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm talking.
That was my favorite era.
That was the best one ever.
Yep.
Walking around
smacking people's cars with an umbrella.
Yeah, hitting people, just violent outbursts, shaved head, walking around with a gigantic python wrapped around her neck, you know, Kevin Federline like leached off to her side too. What was up with that?
And he had custody of the kids.
Can you
Free
believe?
Britney.
Can you believe if your life is so bad? And in such a disaster, a disastrous state, shambles, that Kevin Federline gets custody of the kids over you. That's when you look in the mirror and you go, what has my life become?
Yes. Well, I mean, when you're shaving your head and beating reporters' cars with an umbrella, it's you've hit rock bottom.
Kevin Federline is a better parent than you. Are you kidding me? That's one of the things they need to change. Let's go to the big board one. Final time here. Not a lot of scores, but there are some finals that have come through the pike here. And we'll start in boys basketball. A lot of outstanding scores as well. And I do believe all conferences, except a couple, are wrapped up. Ski Valley Conference in boys basketball. Gaylord St. Mary topped Inland Lakes 52-33 tonight. Joburg-Lewiston, the Cardinals, 58-38 win over Mansalona, who I believe won at least a share. They may have won the Ski Valley Conference outright this year, or at least a share. I know that whatever it is, the Ironmen have a banner going up for the SVC, so shout out Ironmen. They lost tonight to Joburg, 58-38. West Michigan D-League, Marion over Mason County Eastern, 34-26. Meesick Bulldogs topping Pentwater, 71-47. Frankfurt in the Northwest Conference, lone Northwest Conference game tonight. Frankfurt winners 53-31 over the Norsemen of Sutton's Bay. Some non-conference games going on. Here's the one Harrison was at in boys basketball as well. 71-50 Cadillac beating Manton. The Vikings top Manton 71-50 tonight. Detour 35-29 win over Harbor Light. Traverse City Christian falling to the Bears of Buckley 65-64. 1-point game there. Thriller in Buckley. Brethren 75-22 all over Grand Traverse Academy tonight in boys basketball. And girls basketball, Rudyard beat St. Ignace in the Straits Area Conference game. Lone one there, 51-47 was the final. Mid-State Conference, they cannot hear us, but whatever. Breckenridge top Vesterberg.
And they can online, right?
If they are listening online.
They probably are. Yeah.
You can listen anytime, anywhere at 1045bobfm.com. Or you can download the Bob FM mobile app. It's free from wherever you get your apps, Google Play, wherever. Download the Bob FM mobile app. Take us with you wherever you go. That's a shameless plug there. I like it. Lake Michigan Conference and girls basketball, 38-25. Elk Rapids Lady Elks wrapped up the Lake Michigan Conference there. They beat Charlevoix in Charlevoix, 38-25, to round out their regular season. Non-conference game in girls basketball, 53-23 was the finals. Mason County Eastern beat Cadillac Heritage. Hemlock 55-33 over Shepherd 49-21. Lady Vikings of Cadillac beat the Lady Rangers of Manton. Is there any a last update we've seen on the Elk Rapids boys and Charlevoix game?
Nothing lately, no.
Okay, let's see. Okay, Drew Kohani just tweeting this out. There's a pair of free throws that made it 47-42. Charlevoix with 33.2 seconds left. Elks call a timeout. That's a 5-point victory, just over 30 seconds, a 5-point lead, just over 30 seconds left. Charlevoix taking the lead late over Elk Rapids, and Elk Rapids playing for a share of the Lake Michigan Conference crown if they can beat Charlevoix tonight in boys basketball. So,
wow,
anything is possible. Looks like the Elks have taken to maybe a hack-a-shack thing here. You gotta save time and make them beat you at the free throw line. But 30 seconds left, 47-42, Charlevoix up on the Elks. Elks are still going to be fine. They are a very talented team. I want to say thank you to Bel Air's girls basketball coach, Brad Fisher. He's also the athletic director. Thank you. Shout out to the Lady Eagles going forward for the rest of the season as they start district play next week. Elk Rapids boys basketball coach, Kevin Ball. Thank you, Coach Ball, and good luck to your Elks in district play as the boys kick off districts next week.
Yeah, and congratulations to the conference champions, and good luck tournament, like you said, boys and girls next week.
That's right. Also, tomorrow there is some games going. Here's what's going on tomorrow. Nothing really in our area. Out of conference boys basketball game. Traverse City Central is slated to play at Hudsonville tomorrow, non-conference game. You have a district tune-up there. Gladwin is at Houghton Lake. That's pretty much for our area. High school girls basketball, one game. Northern Lakes conference game, Mackinac City. They've been playing really well, too, this year. Mackinac City are playing host to Ellsworth. The Lady Lancers, I believe, of Ellsworth. I could be, maybe, no, is that right? I'm not sure. Hockey regionals, Tom, and I believe these are all regional final games going on tomorrow. Gaylord taking on Alpena for the regional title. Traverse City Central and Petoskey, Tom's Northmen, they're playing for their regional. And Traverse City West is taking on Rockford tomorrow. So best of luck to our area teams. Gaylord, TC Central, TC West, Alpena, and Petoskey on the Frozen Pond tomorrow. Tom, big plans for you tomorrow. You have to work.
I have to work, and then I'll be come home and watching basketball. I wanted to give a shout-out, too. Did you know that last week Petoskey and Harbor Springs played in basketball for the first time in decades? Petoskey won, but
I did
it was kind of cool.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it was on a cover of both Harbor Springs and Petoskey papers.
See,
pretty
that's,
cool.
That's a fun fact. I like that. Yeah. My plan is I'm back in the maple syrup game, man.
Oh, that's right. It's sap season.
Oh, it's sap season, baby, and I am back and better than ever, bud. I did a sap boil last weekend, got like a huge quart jar full of it. And now the trees have been running because the temperatures have been warming up. The trees have been running nonstop. So I've got like almost 10 gallons in the last couple of days that I have to boil down tomorrow. Now,
awesome.
Bear in mind, like 5 gallons gets you a pint of maple syrup. It takes a lot of gallons to make just a simple pint.
Well, yeah. I drove by a house that has several acres in Harbor Springs, and it seemed like every one of their trees had buckets attached
had
to it.
A bucket.
I said, hey, it makes me think of you because you... Yeah. You're very proud of your sap prowess.
Mike's and famous you, maple syrup.
Now, wasn't
Fred Bryant
the coach of Newberry?
Fred Bryant. Yeah. He's now the athletic director in Cadillac, and I talked to him a few weeks ago, and of course I had to bring up the maple syrup. Now that he's in Cadillac, he says he's kind of getting back into it down in Cadillac, but when he was up in Newberry, he was all over the maple syrup.
Well, you guys, we talked to him about basketball, and it always veered into an 8-minute discussion about sap.
It turned into
so I'll never forget that because it was every time, and we talked to him a lot because he had a daughter that was an excellent all-state player.
Yes,
they were really good, but he was also good at making maple syrup.
Hey, I know, man, that's the game. That's a sap game. Once you, it's like a brotherhood.
Yep.
Of maple
and this just in, the Ellsworth is the Lancers. You were correct on that.
The Lady Lancers. There we go.
Lady Lancers.
That was good. Okay.
Yep.
Also, I guess if we look at some NCAA stuff really quick, Wisconsin, the 9-8 seed, and Wisconsin, North Carolina. Looks like Wisconsin's up 68-52. 6 minutes left in the second. And if there's any finals, Purdue coming back. Purdue's coming back. They're playing against North Texas or Northern Texas. 41-37, 13, I believe, in 4 seed playing there. Purdue could break some brackets if they go down tonight.
By the way, congratulations to Charlevoix, who has wrapped up a 49-42 win over Elk Rapids.
They did.
Their first outright title Lake Michigan Conference since 2011. So congratulations, Raiders.
I don't know. Charlevoix beat them in their matchup earlier, and they knew it would be a close, tough game. But again, yeah, congratulations, Charlevoix. That's outright LMC title. Congrats to the Elks as well, though. They have a solid second place of a tough LMC.
Oh, and Duke Heckney's reporting that Caleb Stuck led with 21 points.
All right, there you go.
Shout out. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, anytime, bud. Thanks for delivering the mail to everyone out there in the Harbor Springs area.
That's right. I try.
And, yeah, we'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Thank you so much. Everyone else, thanks for listening. And I want to thank our sponsors, Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Leave it right here, that 90s show with Mikey Zero coming up next on Bob FM. Be back in maybe better than ever, potentially award-winning next week. We'll see. Thanks for joining us on the postgame show. That's it for us. We are out of here.